ready. I was going to prompt you, however, since we're starting kind of a mini item, and
yes.
then we're not going to start the next item to 2:30, and we've had a lot of people roll into the room.
Yeah, a lot of folks are entering.
Your intro that you did at 1:30?
Yes.
Start times.
Would you like that? Yes, we can do that. So for everybody who has arrived in the hearings room in probably the last 30 minutes, we will begin the design advice request for the River Place Central City Master Plan at approximately 2:30. If you would like to provide public comment, there are sign-up sheets on the counter at the gray wall where the clock is located. And if you are here for Live Nation at Zidell Yards, that will follow River District. That will begin at approximately 5:10 p.m. And again, if you are here for comment, there is a sign-up sheet on the counter at the gray wall where the clock is located. And we will not begin before 5 o'clock for Zidell. So if you are here only for that, you've got a long wait. Feel free to leave and come back. If you're here for both items, I'm very sorry about how you are choosing to spend your time this afternoon, but I do very much appreciate your participation. So we're going to hand it off to Tim, and he's going to walk us through an item of interest. And then by 2:30, we will be back to River Place.
Great, thank you. First of all, thank you again for all your attendance as possible in the month of October, particularly. It's very busy. You have a lot of stuff on plates. So a great deal of appreciation for you flexing your volunteer availability. It's a lot of stuff. So to that point, internally, we do a lot, particularly with Brian and our hearings clerk, Laura, on giving you the information that you need at the touch of a button. And so what I thought we should do, since I know we've had some technology hiccups, probably for lots of good reasons that aren't any of our fault, I've walked you through a couple critical pieces of information you get from Laura via email, and then also what's posted online. And actually, I think it's great that we have a lot of citizens in attendance. If they weren't as fluid, we'll probably be excited to know how easy it is to get information when it's available. We do a lot of posting online on the Design Commission webpage, and that is shown here. This is familiar if you haven't seen it before. This offers many links, both to, especially as we're entering the winter season, our closure policies vis-a-vis synced with Portland Public Schools. If schools are closed on a Thursday, we're also closed. We try, and sometimes that's a game day decision to make, as we know. So we do try and be as transparent as possible, and digitally and through the web-based platform is really the best way to go. So what you'll receive in your email, and I'm going to go to this one here, this should look familiar. This is something we'll send out to you. Laura will send this, and it notes attendance. It has a lot of good information relative to how we keep your blood sugar level up, relative to the menu items to keep you guys fed. For some reason, that one always gets responded to. If we missed anything else, that one always never gets missed. We also have attendance log, and this is obviously our efforts to keep all of your 7 different schedules coordinated and consistent. This is obviously critical for us maintaining a quorum at the hearing, which is 4. But as you know, more is better, regardless of whether it's a design advice request like we have today or a land use hearing where it's absolutely required. So note on this, I'll highlight, and this is something that Laura has added very recently as an intent to kind of make it a little bit easier for you all. So you have one email that does it all. So at the above, you have a link to what will be the actual Word doc. And I may not be able to open it in this format, but there we go. That will have the agenda included on it. This is obviously available online, but what Laura is doing is sending you via email a Word copy of this. It probably opens faster on your computer. What is also here is the attendance log for each item. So both these items, you'll note, do not have, they're white columns. If these were return items, we would indicate if you were present at the last one or if you were not present at the last one. The reason why that's important in order to participate, particularly for land use hearings, you need to listen to the tapes and review the materials. And if you have done that, you can participate in the second hearing even if you missed the first. So this one's an example, doesn't show that, but if you start looking at these, you'll notice that we are tracking that so that you can participate as often as possible. What you'll see in yellow here, and this is what Laura has recently added, are links to where these documents live on what the city has calls TRIM, which is our archive program, or our archive for all digital files. I will admit this is can be a little clunky, but I'll also say I didn't create it. But I am here to help you navigate through it. So this thing is the platform for TRIM. You'll notice at the top here, it says EA, it has the number for the River Place Master Plan. And what this is or what it's called rather, is a container. This is the main file folder for this project. And now within that file folder will be separate items relative to, and you'll see here, minutes from, staff reports, anything generated by staff goes into that container. Below that we'll have drawings, and these will be information submitted by the applicant, and that those will go into that container. You click it and they will open up. And then also is one for audio recordings. Now in this case, and on this, when we leave the hearing today, all of these will have one or two things in them relative to this hearing date. As that, if we have a second hearing, which we may have for these DARs, they will continue to drop into those same folders. So that same original link will always remain hot to each and every hearing. There's no reason to navigate to a different one. When Laura resends you this email that looks like this, it'll have a same link to that same place, and that material will all be in those different containers.
Tim, doesn't it change once it goes from a DAR to a
land? Oh yeah, that's for sure. Thanks for clarifying. For the number that it is, all the information, if we had three hearings, those three sets of audio tapes, those three sets of presentations, those three sets of drawings or reports would all be in that same one link for that DAR. Okay. When it moves to a land use review, where it's formal process, that starts a new process. And we can link you back to this, because this doesn't go away. This will always be a link. And so what we may do in that situation is give you the new link for new material for the land use review, and then a link to the DAR for the memory refresh. Now going back to, you have it. What we also do, and this is obviously something more relevant for the public, but also to you all, if you were navigating the web, this same link that's on the Design Commission agenda page will bring you to this same web-based platform. So what we're trying to do is not create confusion, but have a couple redundancies relative to, if you click on the agenda, it's the same link as on your more the emails that you will get specifically from the hearings clerk. And then the information's related. Now, right now, these containers are empty, so I'm not going to open them, but some of the elder cases, you'll see them start to build up. I know we had to do some technical gymnastics with Commissioner McCarter, and we figured that out. We haven't figured out necessarily why, but we figured it out. But anytime you guys are having problems, please call us. There's at some point it's not our problem. There's something on your end, but we could certainly do our best to make sure the links are valid. We haven't missed anything internally. And again, the goal behind this is, I know all the commissioners prefer to have hard copies, or for most commissioners, and that's what we do, and that's our requirement in our code. But I know there's been times where commissioners have overlapped on schedules or vacations, and we missed being able to get you the hard copy that you would have preferred, but at least in a remote location, you have a chance to review material on your desktop or however you're viewing that stuff. Wherever in the world you happen to be traveling, Patagonia, Mexico.
So are all of these platforms Apple compatible?
I've opened them up on my Mac, okay. Yes.
Unfortunately,
there really
should
be a problem.
Unfortunately. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Tim, there are a lot of people in the room today who may not attend regularly. For the benefit of our audience, I will say that if you are looking for our agenda online, you can Google City of Portland Public Hearings, and that will take you to a list of all of the city's public hearings. And Design Commission is right at the top.
Yep.
It's a really easy way to find out what is happening here in the hearings room. Also, if you happen to be active on social media, you can follow us on Twitter. We are Portland DC Chair. And I tweet our agenda every Thursday morning when we are having hearings or design advice requests.
Fantastic. Any questions?
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, there'll be a test later.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay.
Okay, we will take a short break and do a technology change. And when we reconvene, we will begin the design advice request for the River Place Central City Master Plan.